Three, two, one. All right. Rundown February 4th. Look at that. Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/rundown. You can get free shipping on any system. No one should feel unsafe at home, period. Fear has no place at home. That's been Simply Safe mission since day one. Simply Safe blankets, your whole home in protection. The Verge, I can't read it because of this stupid glare. The Verge,
what is it,
The Verge? The Verge, I know this, I actually now feel bad for you, even though I shouldn't for anything. The Verge called Simply Safe the best home security, and they have over 3 million customers. So go to simplysafe.com/rundown. None of them are lighting.
None are lighting.
None are lighting.
This is a great bit. This is a really successful bit.
I hope you get like tobacco poisoning.
Cancer is the word.
Man, this is funny. This is great. All right, that's the rundown.
You're so fucking stupid. you're so fucking stupid.
Dumbest millionaire alive.
I can't help but laugh. You're so stupid. Are you going to talk?
Yeah, I'm going to talk.
You demanded Kevin and I get on in like a heart. You didn't tell us what time we're starting.
Why? I'm doing the thing, guys. I'm doing the thing. What? This is how we do it when we win a Super Bowl. Six of them.
The thing? Six. The thing? Everyone knows that thing?
It's like get in the hot tub, do this, do that. Like these aren't bits that we do regularly. No one anticipates that we're going to win 9,000 Super Bowls. I got six. I will. Every year we win a Super Bowl, I promise you, I'll add a cigar.
Great. Oh.
All right, what do you guys want to talk about? The way I see it.
Oh, man.
You want six? I got dragged out at halftime. People think that was so crazy. People think that was a stunt. That was no stunt. And by the way,
wait, who thinks it was a stunt? No one thinks it was a stunt.
Is this the
Patriots or the underdog storyline? No one thought it was a stunt. You got arrested. Like, that was real. It was hilarious. It was an all-time Barstool moment. Who thinks that was a stunt?
Maybe that bullshit again.
Yeah, that is that bullshit. People are like, oh, there's no way you must have planned it. First of all, I don't even
what? Who thinks it was a stunt? Show me one person. It was fucking hilarious. Your skinny jeans and your dead legs going up those stairs. And credit to you, Dave. I'll give you credit here. You did say that your one regret from Media Day was not going dead fish on him. You had your second chance. You went dead fish on him.
They let me have too much time to think about
that. That guy who fucking put his hands all the way down your butt crack to carry you out.
He figured ass.
So who the hell thinks it's a stunt?
People were like, oh, it's a job.
No one is thinking that. Everyone thought it was hilarious.
I don't know what the prop bet actually is, because here's what actually happened. If you bet that, I actually, like, yeah, they put me in cuffs.
Yeah, so tell everyone what happened. Actually explain it, because no one knows.
All right, here's what went down. So we went in, me and Frankie, obviously. I was, like, nervous about it, but we got into the game with no problem. Like, we went to our seats. We were actually, I didn't know it, in kind of a private section. It was, like, the club section where there's food and there's all the stuff. So we were there for halftime. Pats fans. I purposely was not saying where I was. You, I actually had
misdirection. What? You were doing misdirection. Yeah, you tweeted a video from Feidelberg's seats because Feidelberg showed me his seats.
Yeah, and gas.
Yeah.
So like, and when I did my, and I didn't really do anything. I just did the first quarter half, and I did it in a black wall. So there's no place. Like, I was not trying to get caught. The plan was at the end of the game, I would say where I was, maybe go live if it was close. Around halftime, I know I heard a guy be like, I think that's Dave Portnoy. I said to Frankie, I go, I think I heard something. A guy we were sitting in front came up to me. He's like, just to give you a heads up, there's a lot of birds circling right now. And I was like, Frankie's like, no, we're fine. We're fine. Then he snapped a picture of me walking back. Me and Frankie went to the bathroom. And then we didn't want to do it. I wanted to stay in the game. So we were like, how do we do this? We kind of panicked, like, let's just go down and sit back in the chairs. So we went back. They should have never let us go back to the chairs because I knew we were in trouble. He was watching us. And I said to Frankie, they come. I'm telling you, Frankie, I'm going limp on them. So they came up to me. They're like, you got to go. And that's Frankie's video. I'm like, I'm not getting up. I'm not getting up. And then I just went dead fish. And so they dragged my ass out of there in the middle of Maroon 5 playing that song. Fucking care that much, but they slapped the cuffs on me in the hallway, and then they walked me for like, I don't know, 20 minutes to a jail, or not a jail, but like a holding cell at the bottom of the stadium. I was in there with two drunk guys who literally were so incoherently drunk, and I was just standing there. They kept me in that holding cell. They took my Pats postseason, playoff ticket, and ripped it up in front of me, and then they took me out of the holding cell, and I could see the NFL talking to, like, the cops the entire time. They took me out, put me back in cuffs, and walked me for, like, half an hour to the street. I thought I was going to a cop car. They just walked me to the street. The guy's like, okay, see you later, uncuffed me, and left me in the middle of nowhere.
Hey, Roger. I bet you didn't fucking think you'd see this fucking mug today. Dragged me out of there and cuffs. You ripped my jeans. You ripped my skinny jeans, Roger. What the fuck? Kick me out of that game. Doesn't matter. Put me in a holding cell. Put me in the fucking cuffs, Roger. You can't arrest me. Can't throw me in jail because you know there'll be an uprising, Roger. That's okay. That's okay. I got 120 grand on the game and I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I got out probably with 3 minutes left in the game. I had no idea what was going on. Dan, I bet $190,000 to win 125 grand. And I'm still down for the week. I'm still down
that's
for the Saturday.
Week. I told you, Dave, I wish I could go back in time and walk into that Periscope we took Saturday morning and kick my own ass. Because I've lost like 15 straight since then.
I lost 100 straight games.
Yeah. Okay, so then did you get kicked out of the post game?
Yeah.
So
that was the Patriots?
Wait, say it again, Kevin. Sorry.
Aren't you like a guest of the Patriots there? It's their party. How did you get kicked out of a Patriots party?
I thought I walked. Blake Bortles gave me his pass to get in. I was on the outside. I'm like, I can't get in because they fucking ripped up my ticket. And then so I get in. I was in there for like 3 minutes talking to Bortles and Gaz. And then a security guard comes up. He's like, hey, you have to come with me. I'm like, what? Why? He's like, just come with me, sir. And I couldn't believe it was happening again. I'm like, are you serious? So I walked maybe like 50 yards. Gaz is so fucking soft. Gaz is molasses. Credit to Frankie. He's now my guy. He's in the weeds. I don't know if you saw his videos. He's like, this is America.
Yeah.
Frankie was thrown in a holding cell himself.
Bro, go back to your seat. Go back to your seat. Go back to your seat, bro.
I can't. I'm allowed to stand. Go back to your seat. Don't come past this court.
You'll get ejected.
And then a cop there is like, what's he in here for? The NFL's like, throw him in jail. And the cop's like, for what? Like, videotaping. Like, it's America. You can videotape. So they had to let Frankie go. At the party, so they walked me out. And the guy's like, you have to come speak with somebody out here. I'm like, you have to tell me what's going on. And they're like, nope, walk with me. I go, you find out what's going on, come back to me. So
I need you to come with me, sir.
Why?
Because this is a private event.
But I was given tickets by Kraft.
I understand that, but it's a private event. So at any time, we have a right to
But who's getting me out?
I'm going to bring you over, and we're going to talk to somebody. It's above my pay grade.
I don't want to make a scene, but
right.
Tell me.
Right,
so,
we don't either. That's
so tell
what
me.
I'm trying to get you an answer.
But,
what I'm saying.
So you get an answer, I'll wait here and bring it back.
Okay, I'm fine
fair.
With that. Okay, I'll be right back.
They did. And then it was like some NFL guy being like, you're kicked out. I was like, by who? He actually said the name. I haven't rewatched it. It was like Tim Hunt, head of NFL security.
I don't know. This is what I'm told.
So what was the name of the guy?
It's NFL.
You said the name.
Yeah, I did say
Bob Hunt. Bob Hunt? Did you get the name Bob Hunt?
Going up?
Yeah. I was like, I am invited by the Crafts. I am here. He's like, nope, this is NFL property. You're not allowed here. This is an NFL event. I was like, are you serious? How do you even know I was fucking here? They have birdies on me everywhere. I feel like they tapped my brain or something. So he started escorting me out, and then a crowd gathered because it's a fucking Patriot party.
Hey, Prez, can you get a pick or no?
Sure.
All right, appreciate it.
I mean, what do you want?
I'm here, too.
Look at this. This guy's a celebrity.
And it started getting a little bit fucking, you know, Patriot fans like, where's he going? That's my guy. They stop and a crowd forms. The guy's on the phone. He's on the phone talking. He's like, we have a problem. There's a crowd gathering here. What do you want to do? Light up, boys. So then he's like, let me see your ticket for the party. I was like, I don't have it. You ripped it up when you took me to fucking jail or whatever that was. And they had no choice. There were too many people all like being like, That's Prez. Let him go. So the guy just turned around and goes, you can fucking stay, and walked away.
He's good.
He's good.
Guess.
Hey, he's good. He's good. He's good. He's good.
It was a bigger win than what happened downstairs. It is amazing how petty they are. It's like, I honestly didn't think I was going to get arrested. And by the way, the prop bet, I still don't know if you win or lose because I didn't go to jail. They just put me in cuffs.
You got kicked out.
Yeah, the Goodell going after you in the party, I actually respect Goodell for. Like, now it's funny to me. You know what I mean? Like, everywhere you go, he's just going to try to kick you out is a hilarious thought. So, like, the game was, like, you won. And then the party, Goodell, like, this guy can't go anywhere in America. He's going to put a restraining order on you. You're going to have to move out of New York City.
I think you have a bounty on you. I think that he's paying people to snitch. That's, you know, like, everywhere you go, he knows.
And I was only in that party, by the way, for like 5 minutes. Like, I got there, I couldn't believe it was happening again. Like, I thought I was celebrating, the whole work. So, a wild night. I mean, and then the game, whatever it was, everyone's like, I could give a fuck less when your team's in the Super Bowl. You don't care as long as you win. And especially when you have, I mean, I would be down like $500,000 basically. So, it was a great fucking day. I mean, Brady's got the six, everything. I mean, I may have to apologize to Goff because, I mean, he's, you know, nobody wants to see what happened, but.
Jared, as a noted Team Portnoy guy.
They let you in here?
Noted Team Portnoy guy. Any conflict of interest going to this week?
Well, first of all.
And you bought the jumpsuit. I heard I'm in your head. That's the rumor.
No, first of all, I didn't buy it. It was one of our equipment guys.
You bought it. I have the receipts.
I love that you made it in here, man.
You make it everywhere.
It'll be fun this weekend. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I hope bad things happen to you guys. All right.
Thanks, man.
That was tough.
Have you talked to him, Dan? Are you like,
I'm not
sorry,
text.
Man?
No, I'm giving that at least like maybe a month. That was,
yeah.
I mean, that was a tough, tough game. So he and McVay, I don't know what was going on. I mean, credit to the Patriots for their defense being unbelievable, but you'd think that they'd be able to make some adjustments and figure it out a little bit. By the way, Dave, did you see we started tweeting like PFT was in the stadium too?
I did see that.
All right, so I'm live underneath, I'm in the bowels of the stadium right now and I'm hiding. They're looking for a guy in a suit, so I'm wearing actually a sweatshirt, so they're not gonna be able to find me, I don't think. But it's actually kind of crazy. I just heard that they're walking around through the press box looking for me right now. They're saying, where's this PFT guy? Maybe they're looking for Florio too. I actually hope Florio gets arrested by this.
And he got texts from people in the press box being like, yo, like, people are swarming up here looking for you. Like, they were legit looking for him.
The biggest let's clear one thing up right now. As long as Roger Goodell, and he may never leave, like, next year, my head's already next year. Like, I think we got to go full prosthetics. Like, we have to get into media day.
Yeah.
But
I wish you should have gone putty face paint.
I was late. I really didn't think they were going to do it. I thought it was all talk. But the same thing happens every time. It's the NFL security being like, this guy needs to be executed. And then when the real police people figure out what's going on, they're like, what are you talking about? Like, he paid $5,000 for a ticket and you just pulled him out of his seat just watching the game? Like, I wasn't doing anything. I was just literally just sitting there. And next thing I know, there's like 30 people dragging me out. I wasn't doing a damn thing. It's crazy. It is. I mean, whatever.
It's perfect.
It's insane.
It's perfect because it would be bad. It would be bad if the police were actually trying to arrest you. That'd be bad.
You had to go to jail, but you didn't have to go to jail. That was the ultimate everything coming up page views night. It was fucking disgusting.
Listen, I thought I was going upstate. I thought I was going away. Like, I literally was like, I'm going to be in jail now. The way they were treating me, it's like, I'm going to be here for like a week in jail.
Frankie said that they said to him, he's in it for the long haul.
Yeah, that's how the NFL acts. Like, in the NFL and the cop got in a fight. like while they had me out waiting to cuff me, like the cops are trying to figure out what was going on. And it was halftime, which they obviously planned. And Patriot fans would start walking around and be like, Prez, what the fuck? And they'd start videotaping. So the NFL guy was freaking out, being like, go faster. And the cop turned around and was like, shut the fuck up. Like, this is my job. So they, like, fight with each other. It's crazy. Yeah. Oh, and at the at the party, the post party, after, like, the cop and the security all pulled me over and there was the one NFL guy being an asshole, they didn't say anything. The cops, when the guy let me go, the cop just puts his head down and he goes, go, Prez, go. Like, the cops are rooting for us.
Right.
Like, they know they're being assholes. They just smirk like, I can't believe this. I can't believe. That's all I was saying. There's a video of me you can see starting to give lip to the NFL guys. And I'm just like, I hope that nothing serious is going on in this building right now. And you have like 30 guys pulling me out for watching a game. It's wild. But hey, they hate us because they ain't us. You're right. It can't go better for us. And then the crafts are like, we love you. Can't believe so. It's just a crazy fucking situation that it's like two fucking guys playing chicken. It's like Footloose on the tractor thing. It's like, all right, who's going to blink first? So that happened. It was a great day. And we got six. I don't want to bury the lead. I mean, it's just unbelievable that we're still here, still doing these videos, guys.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Movement watches. I love movement watches. MVMT.com/rundown. 15% off and free shipping and returns. Watch. This nice goes for $400, $500 at a department store. Movement watches start at $95. We all love movement. We all rock movement. Join the movement today.
At least you made it interesting, Dave. That game, night would have fucked. Stuck. Yeah.
All right. The last thing says that's that. Rough and Rowdy. That was amazing, too.
Rough and Rowdy was fantastic.
We had Mush Brown. Much respect to both of them. Marty Mush, better fighter than anyone said. Mendez boxing. And then obviously the Chef situation. Chef may have been, I think Chef, despite everything, where I know it's like, do you fight again? Do you not fight again? It's Rough and Rowdy. I can't believe he got sanctioned again. If I'm Chef, he's hit the biggest jackpot of all time. He's got this midget guy who can't fight, who he's going to knock out 100 times. There could be 37 of these rematches. People want the rematch. Chef's going to be the midget killer.
Mm-hmm.
10 grand every time.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. It's true.
It's a money tree for him.
It was like the ultimate. I mean, I watched back some of it. The moment was so funny. The fact that we had like a camera in the bowels of the stadium was like a old WWE. And the commissioner, which I still don't understand, allowing a guy to get knocked out and be like, let's do it again.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Chris, it's like, and I'm glad they didn't. Dan, I was on, well.
You were on time side. Hold on. You were on time side. So people.
Totally.
People thought you were on Chef's side. You were on, you knew that the time, we were about to get kicked out.
We wouldn't have the main event.
If there was no time limit, you would have been saying the exact same thing as me.
But in hindsight, that was the moment. In hindsight, if Chef knocked him out and hurt him again, we would have been in a lot of trouble.
Agreed. In hindsight, it would have been a terrible idea. In the moment, it would have been like, if Chef got back in there and knocked him out again, it would have been the greatest Rough and Rowdy moment of all time.
Like a Bad News Bears, like, let them play.
Right. That's like, what people don't understand. In the crowd, they were saying that. They were going, one more round. One more round.
You had to let him go. If you have any competitive spirit, you want to see it. I knew. I was like, we have a hard stop.
Right.
I mean, Matt Brown started walking in the ring, and he had the main event. The main event wasn't going to happen. We would not have had the main event.
Yes.
So, dude, that's what I was looking at.
I was up top with Bortles, Josh Allen, and Sam Darnold. They were all cheering for another round, going, Matt, bring it back.
Sean had no, there was no reason for him to do it. Like, he had every right to be like, no, I already knocked him out. But the entertainment of the whole spectacle and everyone chanting one more round was, I got chills thinking about it. Yeah, I got chills thinking about it.
Yeah, Gladiator, like, kill. Like, when everyone's in the.
Yes! You're just standing there, like, going to give the thumbs up, like, let's kill him. There we go.
Yeah. I mean, Seth, I mean, I didn't see it. I guess that kid took a swing at Frankie because Frankie's like, you got to get out of the ring, dude. We got to go on. He tried to just took his. He would. I like that guy. He's a great villain. He gets knocked down, gets knocked out. He's right back up. He's like, let's do it again.
And
fine.
All his
sign a waiver that you can die, and I'm good.
He's like the ultimate Twitter troll, and all his stupid friends being like, Chef got exposed for being a coward. It's like, no, he didn't. He knocked you out. Like, he knocked you out, dude. 20
seconds. In 20 fucking seconds.
Unreal. Unreal.
I love it. I love it. This shirt, we're going to be doing a two-hour sale. Let's go. I can't figure out how my arms move reverse.
reverse?
You're so stupid. You're so stupid.
What would be reverse there? Throw your arms out, you moron.
Your arms still work, you dummy.
You thought
you had to go like this with your arms to make them go like this? You fucking idiot.
I got six. You're a Super Bowl. You're a quarterback sitting in the crowd like a schmuck. I got six.
By the way, did you see Mitch Trubisky do the Bridgestone tire challenge? He fucking nailed it. Six for six.
I don't even know. What is...
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It was just like a passing. Passing drill. He fucking crushed it.
Are we doing the Mahomes challenge there with?
Everyone wants to get in. Yeah, everyone's trying to fucking snake on it.
Oh, I saw that.
I saw it too.
These shirts, 6 to 8, all Pat's merchandise, stuff that you'll only be able to get 6 to 8. Like this one's only gonna be a 2-hour sale. Ah, Goodell, you fuck.
You fuck.
The only thing I regret missing is the boo session. I wish I was in the building for the boo session.
The ultimate problem is there's two parts. Kevin and I were texting last night as we do during Super Bowls, and it really just doesn't even faze us anymore because you guys are just going to win. And then also, it was such a great night for Barstool outside of it. That it's like, it was so entertaining watching that you go dead fish. And it was like such a win for us that it's almost like the Super Bowl didn't happen. I'll just say it, Dave. You outshine the Super Bowl, my friend. It doesn't even matter.
It was such a boring Super Bowl too. Where they fucked up, I'll keep saying. Frankie and I knew, like I forgot that I wasn't supposed to be there by halftime. I'm like, all right, they're not going to do anything. This is all much to do about nothing. If they caught me off guard, I may have cooperated, but I knew I was going down, so I had my game face on. I'm like, all right, this is about to happen. Frankie, you be ready. Dave, mentally, just go dead fish. Like, there is no answer for dead fish.
When the one guy is carrying your one leg, like your leg is back, and the wedgie, it was perfect. I have to give it to you.
Once we're off camera, I was like, all right, you can put me down. I'll walk now. And they wouldn't put me down.
I would say, Kevin, I don't think anyone will remember who won this Super Bowl. They'll just remember Dave Portnoy.
I'll remember. I mean, honestly, the Pittsburgh Steelers will remember.
No, they'll just remember the night that Dave went dead and got dragged up the stairs. Who even played?
I think, well, $125,000. That's the biggest bet I've ever played. Well, it was actually 190, so the most I've ever bet is 20. I had 190.
I can't believe your guy allowed it.
I had to call it in before. I'm like, I'm going to place a huge bet. Am I allowed? And he's like, yeah. He's like, just text me and put it in.
Were you sweating that?
Well, yeah, and I didn't know what the hell was happening.
Yeah.
But the crowd, I knew it was a Patriots crowd, so I could hear it. And then when I got out, it was 10-3 Patriots. I got out right as Goff threw the interception. So, great time. Great time to be alive. We're going to have to bring a makeup artist to the next Super Bowl if the Patriots are in it, for sure. That's the thing that people don't understand either. PFT goes every year. I would not go to Media Day or the game if the Patriots weren't in it. And I told them when they detained me at Media Week, they're like, what else do you have planned? It's like, I'm going to the game. He didn't say nothing. The guy who I was talking to was like, okay, you have a ticket? I was like, yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
All right, boys.
Light it one more time. Take a good drag, Dave, Monster for the people. For all the Monster GoPress Go people, Monster Hits Only. Zero smoke. Zero smoke came out.
Come on, let's do it again. I'm not going out like a
zero
punk.
Smoke came out.
Yeah.
Roger owes me a new pair of jeans. These are my go-to jeans.
The backwards knees and the pigeon toes has never played more into your favor than last night.
I thought you tore your ACL.
I can't do it. Look, it's like...
Ah!
Nice ass, right. Bro. Maybe do a That's squat. Enough, you got That's no enough. Fucking ass.
What? Oh, come on. You got super wedgie.
Do you even have an ass?
You got an atomic wedgie.
Do you even have an ass? How do you shit out of that thing? Just falls out?
Goodbye. Goodbye. Right? Fucking done.